Okay. I'll tell you when we're green.
Okay.
Okay, we're going.
We're good. Well, I'll call this meeting to order. And so let me open this up in a word of prayer and then we'll get our business on hand. Lord, thank you for this day today. And God, I want to pray for the Thixton family. I pray for Truett. And Father, I just pray that you give them guidance as they seek treatment, Father, and bring healing to him. And just be with them in a special way, God. And I pray for Pam tonight. I pray that you'd just make her stronger and help her feel much better. And just and be with us tonight, God, and help us only make choices that are good for this school, for the kids, for the faculty, and this community, God. Just so that we can be a blessing and do the best we can for our students. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay, let's we'll start. We'll look at the minutes from the previous meeting. We'll need a motion to second to
meetings.
Meetings.
Can we do them all in one motion?
Yes, sir.
We can.
Hello, Cody.
How are y'all?
How are you?
Good.
April. Looking at the minute.
Okay.
Look good to me.
Any questions on the minute? Quentin made a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll say.
Justin seconded. All in favor? And none opposed? And we'll look the bills over. And we'll need a motion to second to approve those.
That land lease. That land lease for $900 on the second page, is that?
It's for the whole CIA.
Yeah.
That's $17,000 for the septic tanks. Is that for the new house?
That was for
Gabe's septic pump.
Yeah, that's he pumped that all. We had them backing up out here.
Oh, really?
Playground. He got those, and then while I was here, we went in and got him to get all the other ones out.
Did them all?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that included putting a pump in one.
Was it a lift station?
Yeah, lift station, out here behind the cafeteria.
Heard it was pretty smelly that day.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I'd earned my money.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to.
That Ron Perrin, that's a ground, that ground tank, is that the water?
Yeah, that's the water tanks out here. Yeah. We have to have it inspected every year.
I figured that's what I thought.
They send a little robot thing down it and look at
check
it.
Check everything out. No leaks, no.
And what's that check for? Leaks or mold?
Well, they just check the insides for how much silt on the bottom of it and corrosion on the inside of the tanks and stuff like that.
Make the motion we approve the bill.
I'll
there a motion? Just made motion.
I'll second it.
I'm sorry.
I'll second it.
Oh, go to second. All in favor? None opposed?
You have anything to say, ma'am? Okay. On reports, the first one is kind of misleading, but that's the, we got an email from Holly Johnson, who's the business finance person at Region 17. And she sent me, and did she send this to you too?
I think so.
Comparison, budget comparison thing? Said that they were working on the latest template, and so we wanted to send you a budget comparison from the template versus the budget in Ascender. It says it looked like the state revenue has increased a little bit, and recapture payment has decreased by $1.3 million. So your budget is looking good. So I sent her an email asking her, okay, so that $1.3 million, what do we do with it? And she basically said you just put it, you just keep it in your general fund. So
there you go.
We got an extra 1.3 B, not B, I wish.
Just like Cisco.
Dollars if we have it there. So I thought that was some good news.
That's really good news. Yeah. That doesn't happen very often.
Now, one thing we did get to was.
On the flip side.
Yeah, on the flip side, we did get an email from
April
Martin County.
Sullivan. I think it was April Sullivan.
Yeah.
Martin.
And the values have gone down, what was it, 12%?
I thought it was 27%.
27%? Okay, 27%. But when your values go down, your recapture goes down too. So it's kind of a, I mean, you know, we don't have to send as much then to the state, but, you know, 27%, that's a good chunk of change. Because they put the price of oil, fixed it in January, what was it? I think it was like $49 was what they were, it was in the 40s, I'm pretty sure.
But your recapture doesn't go down as fast as the value does it? It's the timing.
Yeah.
You can make
it'd
a
be,
high
it'd be,
recapture
it'd be
payment.
Next year,
delayed,
it drops
yeah.
like a rock. You know, I mean, it's, you're a year behind on everything.
Yeah. So
but
it can still hurt.
Price per barrel as of January
1st. Yeah, $45 first. A barrel. So mm-hmm. not the 100 and something.
What in the world?
Yeah. Yeah.
The mineral value has dropped by 27% from
that's
last
good.
Year.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said.
That's in Martin County.
Mm-hmm. That's
right. Well, since then, oil is now over $100.
Yeah. Right. This was, I mean, this email she sent was March 25th.
Production is not going down.
Right.
So. No. It's going steady.
Steady?
Yeah.
It's totally out of
and
line.
I sent that. Did you get that email from Laura? I sent that, forwarded it on to Laura just to let them know. And they looked at it, and they didn't think, let's see.
Oh, yeah.
Her and Carol looked at it. Mm-hmm. She wanted to be sure they gave me the right information. And she said she doesn't think it will make too much of an impact. It will lower your values, which will bring in less tax money, and that will lower the recapture
right.
payment.
Mm-hmm.
She said, we'll try to do another template soon to be more, to get some more exact numbers. But I haven't heard back from them.
Yeah.
That was April 2nd.
But I mean, you know, that doing that is, it's like, you know, shooting at a moving target. I mean, you know, it's just
right.
hit and miss. You just don't know until you get to, until you get the certified values in and everything. So, and the other thing is the April May calendar. I printed all off one of these. It has all the stuff that's going on from now till the end of school. Two things: in May 12th is the athletic banquet, and May the 18th is the FFA banquet, the Ag banquet. Also on the 18th is a Powder Puff football game. If you want to come up here and lap at a bunch of boys dressed as cheerleaders and girls dressed as football players. If you notice, the 11th is when our next board meeting will be. And I believe that's also when Scott and Deanne will be here with the applicants. I did talk to Dr. Carr last Wednesday, not Dr. Carr, Dr. Wargo, last Wednesday when I went to the TULSA meeting and asked him how things were going, and he says we have a few, he says, but it's still early. So so he didn't give me any indication of how many. He just says, we have some, but it's still early. He said, there'll be more coming in. I said, okay. And I think that's about all I have for reports. Next is, we, here a while back, out there at the bus barn, the door that's the farthest one over here to the south, it got rolled up all the way up. Somehow, we don't know, we think one of the kids went in there when they were helping Carter and rolled it all the way up. Then we couldn't get it back down. So we had to call overhead doors to come out here and fix it. Well, while they were here, they started looking at those other doors. And they said that those doors were in, well, like I told y'all in that email, they were in very bad shape and they weren't very safe.
When were they put in? Do you know? Been here
they were before
you?
I was here. Yep. I mean, nah. I don't know where they here when.
I'd imagine. If, I don't know when they
kind of roll up.
Yes, huh? Yeah. And they have
just
a chain.
Manual. Oh, the chain.
Yeah, the chain. Yeah. And so I told Carter was concerned about it. So I told him, I said, well, while they're here, ask them to give us a quote to put doors in new road, which are electric ones.
Yeah.
And also to. There's that roll-up door that's under the stands up there. Mm-hmm. That thing is, it's another one that's, you know.
Messed up.
It's easy to go up, but then pulling it back down is hard, and I'm afraid, you know. The one out there is not electric, though. We wouldn't put an electric one out there. It'd just be the same kind, but it'd just be better.
What did they quote us for these? Like what, I mean, I'm reading this, but I'm not.
Oh.
Is it another roll-up, or is it
no, it's a roll-up, but it's electric.
Okay.
So these three out here.
What's its wind rating? I know, but you don't want to.
Give me the line. I have no idea.
If we're going to do it, I'd like to make sure we did one that's going to last. You
I
know?
Don't think they make those that roll up in electric. I think it has to go up.
That's what I, that overhead door, right? Yeah.
No, because the ones in the ag shop, they're roll-up and they're electric.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they didn't replace those. They put electric on them, right?
Yes, they put electric on them.
I think. I know the ones in my barn, they go flat.
Yeah.
On the top.
Yeah.
I think you are right. Those are the ones that go like that.
Yeah.
That's a tougher door than those.
You're right. I was thinking they were roll-ups because I was thinking of the ag. But, yeah, those are the ones that go up like
flat.
That. Yeah, they're flat.
I mean, if we're going to do it, I just want to make sure we're doing something, good ones that'll last another however many years.
Listeners to what Carter visited with the guys, and Carter said that he thought they were good doors and everything, so, but
if they're the
wind rating, I couldn't tell you.
If they're the overhead doors.
Yeah, they're the ones that roll up.
They can add just bracing to them a lot of times that'll increase the wind and make them a lot more solid, not flex so much.
But
they're on a good side on the east side too, though. That helps a bunch.
But like I say, it was over what? I mean, the total was was it 13?
Yeah. Is that the total right here? 23.
23. Yeah.
Furnishing stuff.
That's for all three, correct?
That's for all four.
Four.
Three here and one over there.
Oh, yeah, three electric ones.
One, two, okay.
Oh, here's.
Oh, it's three on the deal.
Justin, if you want to look, I just gave you all the quote stuff. I didn't include all the other stuff.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Can
you get them real quick, too? Just look.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, those look heavy duty.
They are going to, behind the ag shop, one of the things that we haven't been hit with when we've had a safety audit, but one thing that they've been concerned with is if when those doors are up and kids are out there working, you know, some intruder could come in from that direction. Well, Carter was talking to them when they were here looking at those other doors, and we had been talking about some safety measures to put back there. Well, they're going to install these gates, kind of like the ones down there by the, going down to the dressing rooms, and over here by the bathrooms, you know, that we close?
No.
You're going to pull them, and we can lock them, and then we can drop the doors down to right there where the gates are, and that way nobody can get in. If the kids are in there working, nobody can get into the building that way. So, because a lot of times, you know, you open those doors for the, they're welding, or they're grinding or something, or it's hot, you open those doors, and then class is over with, and you forget to close them. Well, this way, we can just close them. You know, put the door down to the top of the gate, and then you're safe. And it was only, I think, $2,300 for that, or $3,500, something like that.
Can't put a price on safety.
Well, and you really don't want a kid, one coming down on a kid's hand or something.
That's what I'm worried about out here in the ag shop. I mean, not the ag shop, but the bus barn.
Or anybody, staff member too, you know?
Sound like it's time to replace them. I don't have a problem.
I think, I mean, they've been there for at least 23 years. I mean, longer than that. I mean, not that long I've been here, and they've been here before I got here.
Oh, I'll make the motion we replace them.
Cody made the motion on 7A to replace the doors. Kyle seconded, all in favor? None opposed.
Thank you, appreciate that. Next is a quarterly investment report. That's in your packet there. Are you serious? It's your, oh my gosh. How did that happen?
I think you need to, you need to print one?
Yeah, probably need to. We're going to see it.
Is it this?
I'm going to get the page that has the numbers on it.
Can we go on while we wait on it, or do we have to wait and go in order?
No, we could go, we could do the next one. The next one is instructional material allotment and TEAK certification. We have to do this every year. Basically, we did it last year. Is, let me find the paper. It just says that all the instructional materials that we get is from, is that they teach the TEAKs, have the TEAKs in them. You know, we get all our stuff, all our books and everything come from TEA anyway, so we don't have to worry about it. So, but every school has to sign one of these stating that all our instructional materials have the TEAKs in them, or teach the TEAKs.
So we just need a motion to set. Quentin made that motion, Jess seconded, all in favor of approving the TEAK certification material, none opposed.
Who seconded? Justin? Jessica?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Somebody.
One of these J's.
And I'm going to get you to sign where it says secretary, and I'm going to mark that out and put vice president, because she's
don't
not
make
here.
Any mistakes. I got to sign it.
Pass it down to you, please.
Messed up.
Any wide out?
Can you even move that?
I was filling out some of my TRS stuff the other day, and I put the wrong date on something, and I was talking to the lady that you have to talk to, who was having a video thing, and I said, I got the wrong date. I said, I'll get some white out. She goes, no.
Resign.
Don't do white out. Just put a line through it, and put the date,
that way they
and then
can
initial
see what
it.
Was.
I was like, okay. We have no resignations at this time, and we have no hiring. Speaking of hiring, we do have a interview committee, and we're going to, I think they're interviewing a gentleman for the IT position. We've had two applicants for IT. One of them's in-house, which is Mr. Evans, and then I can't remember where the other one was from, but they're going to interview the other one, I believe, sometime this week. We have a third grade teacher. Y'all remember Clayton Fielding?
Mm-hmm.
His wife.
Okay.
Has applied.
Okay.
And from what I've heard, she's a dandy. She's a good one.
What's she applying for?
Third grade
teacher, I believe. We haven't had a whole lot of applicants. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Was that cool?
It was on the back. I did the front and back.
Okay, back to that one. We invest in T-bills, and on the back of that shows how much is in each fund, how much interest we've earned, which I still just floors me, the interest, and then how much we have total.
How can we go about bringing that Sterling Scholarship back?
I tried, you know, I talked to this has been a long time ago, probably 4 or 5 years ago. The last time Renee Dickerman and Bobby were on there,
mm-hmm.
you know, I asked them, I said, you know, just, you know, because I think they've got a brother too, don't they?
Yes. Okay. Sterling?
Sterling.
Maybe. That's your son.
Sterling,
that's Renee's son.
Well, I'm Bobby's talking about Bobby and Renee. Don't they have a brother?
They have a brother, don't they?
Oh, Chad?
No.
No, that's a son, too.
No, this would be...
Okay,
I don't know.
I thought they did. Anyway, I told him, I said, you know, it's just $250 for each of you, you know? I mean, you know, just to keep it going. And I said, we don't want to.
How much should they...
I wonder if they'd allow us to raise the money.
No, $500.
For each kid?
No, it was $500 for the scholarship.
Oh, okay.
And then they would, and for the last 4 or 5 years, you know, I was the one that picked it because they didn't want to have anything to do with it anymore. You know, the dad died,
mm-hmm.
you know, and after he passed away, they just didn't want to do it anymore. And I said, are y'all sure? You know, yes, we're sure. They didn't even want to be in on the interviewing or picking the kid or anything. So.
And it was just $500?
I wonder if we...
Could we replace it with something?
Well, I just keep the same name. I wonder if they'd allow us to keep the name of the Sterling Scholarship.
I don't see why they wouldn't.
I was gonna say,
and,
I mean, make it the Justin White Scholarship.
I mean, yeah.
I'll donate the $500.
Sterling/White. Justin White.
And I bet we could...
Wouldn't be a bad idea.
Justin White portion in.
I mean, we're fixing that. We're having a scholarship meeting next month, and I can bring that up. Mm-hmm. If we can bring it back, I don't have a problem with that.
Speaking of, at Pocalambro, we gave $25,000, 20 of them, $5,000 scholarships, and it was open to all these kids. We had one that applied for it here.
Well, I know they got the applications.
Farm Bureau, they don't ever apply anymore.
I mean.
On the Pocalambro, I don't know about Farm Bureau. On Pocalambro, do they have to have be a member of it?
They do.
Used to.
A customer.
That's what I'm trying to think.
A customer or a member. Which, I mean, you know, we're in town now.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
If they're a customer in town or they're a member in the country, either way, they can.
Okay.
They're
open. I didn't know that.
Farm Bureau, they just got to buy a membership. The family has to have a membership. It's okay. Like $40 bucks.
Yeah, I mean, we have a membership of us, but.
Need to build a fire under them.
Yeah.
Some of these kids, though, I mean.
Diane used to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just don't understand them. I mean, they just, They just don't want to put forth the effort.
I think Diane took that out, like, as her class.
One of the seniors reached out to me to write them a recommendation letter for their scholarship for church that they're trying to get. So I've got to knock that out tomorrow. So one of them's looking for those.
But I'll visit with that committee, Kyle, and I'm sure they won't have a problem with, and if we want to do the Sterling slash White or just.
Been looking just for a reason to honor Justin, but around here.
I mean, that's fine with me.
But.
I like Justin. He helped us a lot with our water stuff.
Oh, he's a good one.
I mean, so I will bring that up.
Well, I'll move we approve the investment report.
Justin made the motion to approve the report. Second. Quint seconded. All in favor? Not opposed.
Okay, going back to what we were talking about, Clayton Fielding's wife is going to apply, and I'm kind of pretty sure we will hire her. The only problem is, no, she's going to be first grade, not third grade, first grade. The only problem is she's due to have a baby in August. But Amber said that she would come back and
do
that until she got back. So, I mean, which is good.
Yeah.
So. So but we haven't had a whole lot of
time. I'm sorry. She make up for the first,
she had her baby.
Get her last 6 weeks in.
Yeah.
But,
but we're interviewing her on Wednesday, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
We haven't had a whole lot of applicants for teachers. We've had a whole lot for teacher aides. I think right now the plan is to move Miss O'Brien up to kindergarten and find a pre-K teacher. I'm trying to think of this.
Have they put it on Region 17 or any of those? The
we put it on our website and on our Facebook.
I knew it was on Facebook and our website. I didn't know. I hadn't looked at Region 17.
And I think that's about it. I think they're going to do the interviewing this week.
We have
or next
the
week.
One on Wednesday. We had another applicant, but she, I think, had already accepted a position, I think, somewhere else.
We've had some that.
And then one.
We've had two foreigners apply. I think they're from Lubbock. I think they were at La Mesa, and they live in Lubbock, I think. But
is there any third grade?
Third grade.
And the interview committee is doing that one as well?
Yes, they're IT doing all of them. They're doing all of them, except for the superintendent.
Who's on that committee?
It's different people. I'm on the teacher committee and the IT committee, but I'm on both of them.
You got volunteered for everything.
On the teacher one, I believe it is Malacy and Amy.
And myself. Casey.
She's on the IT.
Okay.
Brittany, Brandt.
Yeah.
I'm on the teacher committee.
Jessica. I think it's mainly the elementary because it is elementary positions. Now, the IT was Coach X and Randy, myself, Casey.
Coach Grizz was on.
Oh,
there,
I thought it was Miss Grizz. It could be him.
Miss Grizz.
It could be. You're right.
I'm getting all confused now.
Might try putting them on Region 17 website, advertise. Might get people.
I thought I put them on there.
I mean, they're not on there right now.
They're not?
No, sir. As far unless I'm not looking in the right spot,
I may not be. Because I know the last time I tried to put something on there, it was hard to get it on there. Like, I don't. I'll look and find it. But I swore I put it on there. Not to call. What's his face?
Yeah, that's what I would call it.
Call Wayne.
I may be wrong. But I can find all of them for La Mesa, but there's none for Klondike. You can click on Klondike, and it doesn't say anything.
Okay, I will get on that. So, there's a couple other things I wanted to visit with y'all about. Like I said, we have no resignations and no hiring, and it's personnel. And I don't think we need to go in a closed session for this. It's just a couple of things that I wanted to kind of get you to thinking about. One is our cafeteria manager. Our cafeteria manager is Melissa Adams. She's also the one that does our library and everything. She came to me and asked if we could possibly give her a raise sometime, which I told her, you know, those don't happen until August, you know. But I told her I would come talk to you about it. One of the things, the food nutrition stuff is getting more and more difficult. I mean, because you got the federal government involved, and you know how that goes. You farmers that have to deal with the federal government, it gets difficult. There's a lot more paperwork. There's a lot more time involved. TDA, which is Texas Department of Agriculture, is asking for a lot more documentation on what you're serving them and how much it is. I mean, they have to count every serving, every day of everything. And you don't see those ladies in there counting how many
tater tots
and chicken nuggets and how many.
And who can get in line first.
It all has to come out the same. So I told her that I would visit with y'all about that and see what y'all thought. You know, you thought.
Currently, she's getting $6,000 for a manager.
For being the manager. You know, I think if $1,500 to $2,000 would be a nice, you know, bump mm-hmm. there. The other thing is, Rosalinda has asked if she can move into one of these houses, not the new ones, but one of these other houses that's open, that we have open.
She moved into one. Oh, one of the new ones?
Yeah, not the new ones that we're building, but one of the old, which would be new to her. Not on this first row, but over there. I told her I would ask y'all. Because, you know, part of the plan was that
move those out.
We were going to move all those houses out and build new ones one day, you know. So we do have one house that is open, and that's the one next to Manuela, where the Leonards used to live. It's open. The other thing is, Miss Enns has asked to move into one of those new houses. She said her and her husband want to get out of La Mesa. Okay. They're tired of being in La Mesa, and they're tired of paying all the high taxes in La Mesa and everything. So I don't have a problem with either one of those. Moving Miss Enns into one of those, and then moving Rosalinda in one of these other ones, not the new one, but the other ones. Now, that means we will have one. If we move Miss Enns in one, that means we have another one open. Do you want to ask, you know, Miss Couts and Coach Archer live in those two that are right there with by each other, right there where the storage units are? We could see if one of those want to move over there, or we could see I know Coach Grizz and Miss Grizz don't want to move because they've done so much in their backyard. Same goes for the Jordans, and I don't think Coach X would want to move. So
his
I just figured
she wasn't moving again.
Melissa.
Yeah, after their last one, from one house to the next.
So I figured those two would be the ones that, you know, we might want to ask if they wanted to move into the new one. So,
I know they're all three too, right?
Yes, sir.
Even the ones that Ms. Couch lives in. But as far as like square footage and stuff, would you say those two newer ones are bigger compared to the ones that Ms. Archer lives in?
The reason
I'm asking is because you've got a family move in, versus one person moving.
You might need that to hold off and use it as a bargaining chip for a new hire, like, oh, we got this brand new house.
You're gonna have any teachers or something that need it.
Well, we could, I mean, cause Coach.
Yeah, like kind of.
Coach Archer and Ms. Couch have not asked to look into one.
And I wouldn't care either, I'm just saying it might be a good bargaining.
It's not a bad idea.
You know, just.
Well, I was wondering how many have open since we're looking for.
That might not go over well, like to hire somebody new and put them right in the new house when.
Also true.
I was just meaning like if you have enough houses open.
What about the teachers we're looking for? Ms. Fielding, is that right?
Yeah, they.
First grade teacher, if they were to get the job, were they planning on moving out here too?
I figured they have their own house wherever they live. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what Clayton does.
I think they live over there off, west of where I used to live. Like where, Blondie Snyder, is it where Blondie Snyder's barn is? And I think it's north of there.
I have no idea.
One of those county roads.
The granddad lived up there. Where we, Alvin, what's his name? Alvin?
But I can tell.
Yeah, where Alton used to live, yeah.
If you want, I could tell Rosalinda, she just has to wait and see if we have one that comes open. Cause like I say, we may have some hiring that need it, so I'll tell her that.
But she's so sweet.
You have a problem with Ms. Ann moving into one of them?
I don't.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to Rosalinda and tell her that's what our plan is, but we'll just have to wait and see. The other thing is, not too long ago, you know, we gave stipends to teachers that taught core subjects, which I think was great. I've had some teachers approach me, and we've got a few teachers that teach that have a lot of STAR tests that they teach. And you can attest to this because you've been a teacher and had to teach STAR. That's very stressful, you know, because everybody holds those teachers accountable for if those kids pass or not. The board does. The parents do,
TA.
You know, the other teachers do, kids do, I mean,
and
the
they're
state
all hormonal
does.
Kids that you're
so,
depending on.
I just want to put this out there because I'll put it on the agenda for next month about giving those teachers, because I think, well, Angela McKee, I think she teaches 6 STAR prep classes. That's a lot. I mean, that's a lot. I just think those teachers need to, I mean, because, I mean, I can use this as an example because my wife is my wife. But she gets money for teaching math, English, you know, the core classes.
Science and social studies.
She gets money for that. But she doesn't teach STAR. I mean, not saying that it's not important. Kindergarten is very important. Because that's where they get their foundation. But, you know, she gets the same amount of money. I mean, Angela McGee gets the same amount of money as my wife does for that. And my wife doesn't have to teach a STAR. So I think those teachers need something to let them know that, you know, what they're, I mean, we do pay them good. I'm not saying we don't. But it's just something, you know, if they get $500 or $1,000 for each STAR test they have to teach, just to let them know that we are thinking about them and we do appreciate what they're doing. But that's just, like I say, I just want you to think about it, and I'm going to put it on the agenda for next month, okay? And I'll send a reminder out to remind you about that, and
remind us about thinking about it.
Yeah. And let me some notes about that and the Region 17 thing too. Okay, so I'll tell Miss Enns that it's okay for her to move into one of those houses when they get it done. I'll tell Rosalinda we need to wait and see what happens before we do that, which she'll be fine with that. And then also, do we want to put on the agenda for the cafeteria manager, or just wait until August when we do all the salary stuff and everything? You want to wait till then to decide?
Yeah, I kind of think wait, do it all at once. I mean, yeah. Nothing.
Okay.
Well, now that we've talked about it, we can decide what we want to do, yeah, and then approve it in August.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense? Mm-hmm. Okay. So I won't put that on the agenda. We'll just talk about it.
Keep thinking about it.
Yeah. But I will put the one about the stipends, because that does need to be done before August. So we can get that put in there. And other than that, I don't have anything else. It's been a great, everything's been going good. I'm kind of anxious to see what they're going to come next board meeting with the applicants. I'm kind of anxious to see that.
Yeah.
I'm anxious to retire. I'm going to miss this place. I really am. It's been tough.
That long-term sub.
Not first grade. No.
He'd be great.
Or pre-K now.
What's the status on the houses? What's he thinking as far as the time?
I haven't talked to him. I'll try to do that in the morning, because he usually drops his kids off. I'll try to be out there and catch him in the morning and find out.
Sir,
and
coming along pretty fast.
Yeah.
Well, that outside always come along.
It does.
That inside,
and then you get to the finishing touches.
That inside takes forever.
Yeah, it seemed like you're
like, man, it's gonna be done faster, way ahead of when they said it's gonna be, and then you get to that, you're like, oh my gosh, here we go, never gonna end, never gonna get done.
We've got kids at regional golf right now. They're not doing too bad. They played today, and they play again tomorrow.
Where is it at?
Lubbock.
Meadowbrook.
Okay.
Meadowbrook, yeah. Coach Jordan's daughter, oldest one, what's her name?
Jayla.
She got first in tennis and district, so she's advancing.
Area track meet
is Thursday in Dawson again. We've got quite a few going there.
Everybody's doing all the things. They're busy.
Yeah.
And I know we've had some advance.
What's that?
NFFA.
Yeah, I was going to say, y'all been getting the FFA stuff I've been sending out.
They've been busy.
Yeah, they've been doing good. I had to tell Miss Allison, please cut your text in the shorter ones, because I'm only able to do so many characters, and so, you know, because I copy and paste, you know, go from the text to the school messenger thing. So she's done that very good. She's cut them down into shorter messages.
Bring it all in.
Start being code before too long.
Yeah.
First names only.
Yeah. So that's all I have, unless y'all have anything else.
I don't.
Any other concerns? Questions?
How's boy, have you heard from Kelly?
Yeah, they're on their way home. Yep, he did really good.
They were in Decatur today, or when he talked to them. So,
good.
But I haven't heard anything from the Thixtons. Have you heard anything?
Is this their first trip out there, or did they go out there and
meet? I think this is the first one.
First one.
Yeah, I think so.
But they're staying, right?
Yeah, they're staying. They're supposed to be renting.
They got there Tuesday or Wednesday or something?
I think his first day was yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And then her first
day
was
yesterday. Yeah, he told me, I talked to him at the track meet the other day, and he said that
today's Monday.
It was like going to school. You start at 8 in the morning and get up, get to go at 4, and on Fridays they got out at 2. And he told his mom, he goes, I have all this extra time, I could find a job and make money. And she's like, no, you don't need to find a job and make money. You need to take care of yourself.
That's a hoot.
You know. So I asked him, I said, well, tell me what's up there, you know, because we got together, you know, people gave money and gift cards, you know, and all this, you know, and everything. I said, when you get up there, let me know what's up there, you know, where you can go eat, you know, if there's a Red Lobster or something like that. He goes, oh, no, he goes, I'm on a special diet. And I said, well, tell me what movie theaters are up there. Then I'll send you a card to go to the movies, you know, or something, you know, just to, you know, pass the time.
They in Phoenix? Or where are they at?
Scottsdale.
That's
what I was thinking.
But I told him, I said, if you get bored, text me. You know, call me. He goes, I'm not calling you. He goes, I hate talking on the phone. I said, good, because I don't like talking on the phone either. So just text me.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, well, it's just going to be like one or two words, like, how you doing?
So.
Mine would be the same. I said, good. How you doing? Good. Okay.
That's it. We just need a motion.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
I'll second. Made the motion. Just saying, all in favor of adjourning?
Thank you.
This meeting is adjourned.